Oh, wow. I guess if I put sex in the title, then people are really going to listen to this episode. Well, fuck science. Fuck science in the fuck face. How about that for a title? I just had this thought and I was like, I haven't been on the ethical slope for a while. And somehow I'm going to tie this into sex. Ah, like BDSM style. And I will just let you all know this little thing that I was just thinking about, right? So my iPhone often does weird things and it's very frustrating. So what I do is I just blame the iPhone pixies. And this has really taken off because it's so frustrating. You can't really know what's going on. It could be a whole bunch of things. But at the end of the day, you just have to accept it. So by blaming pixies, it just kind of makes my life a little easier. And I'm not the only one that does this kind of thing. I was talking to Mark. Oof, that's a whole other story. And he was telling me about the new theories around, I think it was junk DNA, that they used to think was completely chaotic, that there was no way of finding any sort of pattern in it. So you've got your, I'm going to explain this badly, but you've got your regular strands of DNA and then you've got all of this stuff that's very hard to map and to understand exactly what it is. Google it, guys. I learned about this once a long, long time ago. Anyway, so the new theory is something that's more testable. It's saying, okay, well, the longer that the genes have been in existence and the how many mutations they've had or not had, that can dictate whether that particular part of the junk DNA is going to be problematic or not, or even what it all means. So that is to say that there is one theory of science that effectively says it's pixies. And there's another new emerging theory that says, well, maybe it's pixies, or maybe it's some other stuff that we can measure. So I think that's interesting. And it brings me to think about the lymphatic system and how until 2015 they thought that it just cut off at the neck because we couldn't see it. And it wasn't until we had a tiny enough microscope that we could see it. We love taking pictures of things in science, in medical science. If you can take a picture of it, it makes it more real. But all of this still comes down to perception. It comes down to knowing what we don't know and then building from there and then starting to know a little bit what we do know and then recognizing the things that we've known all along and now we've forgotten that we actually know it. So there's oh, this is the most random, slutty episode ever. I'm just like, check yourself, science. You know, if you're going to be going into different kinds of magical thinking, at least put an interesting spin on it. Call it, I don't know, anything. You're welcome to use pixies. I mean, I personally think that it just rolls off the tongue, and particularly when you want to get pissed off at your technology, you just be like, pixies. Oh, pixies. There's a lot of good ways that you can express that. So, Brainiac Mark, he is wonderful for intellectual conversation. He's even reasonably good in the sack. It's gotten a lot better. But my feelings for him feel blank, empty. It's this sense of nothingness there, and I really don't know what that's about. Pixies! Is it because it's unknowable, or is there something there that I already know that's a part of me that's coming up again? Is it because there's no drama? Is it because there has been some drama, but there's been no emotion attached to it? There's been no real sense of resolution with certain issues around, I mean, if we put all the gender politics aside and transgender politics and all of that, wanting the person that I'm being close and intimate with to be at least seeming to be on my side when I'm having an emotional moment, that's not the time to help me to check myself against reality. Even if you have to just tell me, you know, heart pixies. I don't know if we all already have an agreement on that, but just let me know that you're there for me. And if there's some invisible person on the other side that you identify with, shut the fuck up about it while we're talking. Identify with them later or talk to me about it later when I'm not emotional. And it's easier said than done. I had a friend that anytime she brought up her sister and the problems with her sister, I would try weaving logic around it in a particular way to get her to understand that her sister wasn't the spawn of the devil. She was a person with problems like everyone else. And that can seem benign. But I was shutting my friend down. My friend was in pain. And I didn't really listen. And her sister went on to do further and further fuck shit and still unresolved. So it's this thing that happens in life. It's a thing that happens between people. But I did bring it up with him this time. I did express how I felt, and he heard me without hearing me. He reflected back without there being any sense of what he's saying being a reflection of what I said. And when I tried to clarify it, it didn't help. So last Tuesday, I was planning to end things with him. But I don't know. There was a part of me that was thinking maybe I should follow the Taoist method of following the Wu way, the do-nothing way. See if he himself feels as though he wants to end our arrangement. And I actually thought that he was going to. But that didn't happen. And then I thought, well, maybe I'll just do a fadeaway. And I don't know. That, it's not so much whether it's gutless, which I guess it's like the there's the right thing to do and then there's what I'm gonna do. It's a fadeaway song by Garfunkel and Oates that's quite precious. Fadeaway. Also, I am blaming it on, speaking of blaming it on things that it may or may not be, I'm blaming it on his daddy's death, the anniversary of his dad's death that was on a particular date, I won't say, but recently. And even though I couldn't fake intimacy with him, we just chatted, and when I kissed him goodbye, it was not the soft closed mouth kiss that he gave me, but more of a firm soft mouth kiss of friendship, a closed mouth kiss of friendship. There was no real cushioning to my kiss. It was a kiss goodbye, not a see you again soon kiss. So, I don't know how to define all of my feelings around sex and love. It feels chaotic that my sex junk down there, cunt Sandra, I sometimes see no rhyme nor reason. And then sometimes I see patterns, sometimes I see biological urges. Sometimes I just see pixies. Thank you for listening to The Ethical Slut. Next time, I'll think of something more sexy to say. See if I can get those numbers rising. Oh, I love your little ears. Bye for now.